And want to learn. Whether it's Rashi, fixing Rashi, where a few takes in, and one run, because that run was the run on the Sugya. So, Benov, you have the run?
I think
I've
read
it in front of you. Okay, maybe I should print it out. It runs on the also Major Okay, so let's give it a start.
This week and next week?
Yeah, and then the third week, it was in the email, but the third week we'll see how far we get and then we'll decide what to do in the third week.
Third week?
There's 3 weeks to minute of this. This week, next week, and then the week after.
Third week, 2 weeks of what we start.
Right. So we'll see.
And then the whole thing packed up after we should have?
Stop, but that's good as on a break. So that's where we get off. So if you go on, we want to try and give as much time to learn together. But we'll give a start. We'll give a start doing a little share. Maybe the other days of the week, maybe I'll come and sit in, learn with those that want to learn, and those that want to that do chazal on their own can do chazal on their own. We'll make it optional share. So let's give it a start. Oradava, also based on the comments there.
That's where we start, yeah.
That's the very beginning. Based on the Aleph. We started all those months ago. I think a year and a half ago. Something like that. Oradava, also, a year and a half ago we started Aviv Tzachim. So, yeah.
Didn't we start from
after Pesach this year? Yeah, not Oradava, we started. So Oradava, also based on the comments there. On the night of the 14th, we checked the Chometz Ha'aneh. We saw the reason why you check the Ha'aneh is because the Ner is good for Bedika, it can fit in all the corners. And the reason why we do it in the night of the 14th and not in the day is because in the daytime there is the light doesn't shine so well. So those are what we saw. So
I don't want to give a reason that because people are at home at night.
Right. Very good of an answer. Quite right. People are at home at night. As opposed to in the daytime, people aren't there. So I have also visited the Chometz Ha'aneh called Mokem She'imach Nisim Bechometz. Any place where you don't bring Chometz there ain't self Bedika. You don't need to do Bedika. Or the May Omru, stay sure to that. Now this was the interesting notion of the Mishnah. The May Omru means, and we can't see what did they talk about two shurits of matter, two rows in the basement. And say, where did we talk about it? What do you mean, regarding what did we talk about it? Is number two lines. It seems that once upon a time there were other Mishnais, and there was some Seder Mishnais, and this Mishnah is speaking about that those Seder. So regarding what did it say, Shtei Shurit B'Matev? Regarding what, which we're going to see soon when they said it, regarding what did they talk about two roads in the matter? Regarding a matter which is Mokin Shemachis and Chometz. That means if you have a seller, you never enter with Chometz in, you never bring Chometz there, you don't need to do any Bedikah. But a wine seller that you do sometimes go in with Chometz, that's the one that they spoke about that you have to check two rows. Now which two rows do you have to check? Veshamayim, Shtei Shuri Tophani Kolamautim. Veshamayim said you have to check the first front two rows. It means as you walk in, you see a whole pile of barrels in front of your eyes, from the floor into the ceiling. That's called one row. And then the row behind it, again, from the floor to the ceiling, you have to check. Explain what this is, but it means when we came out the top, if you look, as you walk into the mountain, you look up, you see a row touching the ceiling. Right, touching the ceiling, that one you have to check, and the one behind it. So according to this, you have to check the whole face, and the one behind that, and according to this, you have to check the top row that's touching the ceiling, and the outermost top row, and the one behind it. Okay, let's see some rashes, some important rashes here. Oh, yeah, but also, the night of the 14th, you check the comments. Le'ar Haner. The Or Haneh, the Gemara Mafarish Taima. The Gemara will say the reason why the Or Haneh. Boykin, and this was the Rashi which took us through all the way to Zafir Dalin. Boykin, why is the Mishnah saying you should check comments? Why is the Mishnah saying to check comments? Shelo Yava Olam the Bali Roy Bali Motse. Rashi is saying if you wouldn't do B'dikas Chametz, you'd be over Talgara Bari Masi. So we're talking about here, is this Bittul or not this Bittul? What are we talking about?
If you didn't do B'dikas.
How do you know?
Right.
So Rashi is saying, talking about Kisri, you did not do Bittul. And the point why Chazal and Machayim to do B'dikas Chametz is that you shouldn't be over Bari Masi. Which is basically the Din Torah then. The Torah said you have to make sure you're not over Bari Roya. So the reason why you're checking Chametz is that you shouldn't be over Bari Roya Bari Matze. Now this is very important because we'll see in Tosis, we'll see as we go through the whole thing. There's a Machlekes, Rashi Tosis, whether the biggest Chametz is Menat Torah or Medra Bama. According to Rashi, the biggest Chametz is Menat Torah. So you shouldn't be over Bari Roya Bari Matze. According to Tosis, we're going to see, we're talking about after Bittul. And it's just that you shouldn't come to eat it, which is Xeder Rambam. Right? Obviously, if you eat it, right? It's Xeder Rambam. So this is a very important story, which Rashi already taught us here. For me, I'm going to come to Mr. Shiv, the Master Jummah. And we got.
Well, I understand here from Rashi that the biggest Midrash. Suppose you said the biggest Midrash Bonner, and you didn't check and it was commented, then you are everybody.
You're saying a chiddush. You're saying Minat Torah. You shouldn't have any chametz in your house. And Midrash Rabbanon. What would the Torah want you to do? What would the Torah want you to do? You mustn't have chametz in your house. Sir. The Torah is not chayav you to get rid of the chametz. Of course, it is if you don't have chametz in the house. But what you're asking, we spoke about in Shir, was maybe like you mustn't eat worms. You mustn't have worms in your house. Bring your food, right? So no din Torah to remove the worms. So maybe it should be the same type of thing. Yeah, we spoke about this then. Mekar Chai and those sort of things. Okay, it might be the Ram speaks that Rashi like this. But Me'a Omo.
And he said that the Ram said.
Yeah. But Me'a Omo, regarding what should we say soon in the Mishnah? If you're sure you weren't here, it's like Chabdurah, I gave a little share at the beginning of the Gemara. But you're welcome to do Chazorah with Yosef if you don't ask.
Okay.
Yeah. Shtei Shurois. So this Rashi and the next Rashi and the Rashi afterwards is really regarding the next sugya. That's two Shurois. Let's just read it through. Shtei Shurois shel Chavias. Two rows of barrels of Sazurois which are arranged with matzav shel yayin in a set of wine. So lifting b'neim, you have to check between the barrels to make sure there's no chametz. So what were we talking about? Achrei Shaman, after we said that called mokim shemachim tzmei chometz, any place where you don't put chometz there, ein tzarach livdoig, you don't need to check. Lo, tzarach livdoig, the vodka. So why do we have to check? You don't put chometz into your wine cellar. I'm a parish, and the Mishnah says no. Lo, amar ela b'matziv shemachlis tzmei chometz. It's referring indeed to a cellar. You don't bring chometz there. Okay, matziv, for instance, a cellar should stop it from yayin. You take from their wine the shulchan when you eat. Sometimes the servant, not servant, I don't know English word for it. The waiter, is planning to serve wine. But pitiably, he has bread in his hand. When the wine's finished, and it must the mouth of the yain will go back to bring wine. So therefore, there's a concern that he left bread in the cellar, and that's why he has to do it. Okay, let's see Tosis. Oyla ba'asa b'yitin z'chomet. Oyla ba'asa b'yitin z'chomet. Pirish ha-kumshus shal yav alav b'aliyah b'alimatsi. The reason why you're checking the comments is that you should not be over b'aliyah b'alimatsi. Right? Right, but that's what it says. So Rashi says you shouldn't be over b'aliyah b'alimatsi. It says Tosis. Remember, this is the Tosis that we need to remember. Lo'ayla ba'ed. Never frat until we get to end of Chazor. Kotchalari. Kim d'tzorach b'ito. Since you need to anyway do bittul. How do you know you have to do bittul?
Gemara says.
What does the Gemara say? What does the Gemara say? No. What does the Gemara say? We have to check.
Oh, you have to do bittul.
Very good, Rabban. Every time you do Zik, you anyway need to do Bittul. Why? Anyone remember why?
Why we have to do Bittul?
Yeah. How would eating help you? Bittul's not going to help that.
No, Bittul, like, oh.
Why Why do you have to do this? You already searched. So why should? So I'm sorry. Right. So the Gemara said, because it could be. Now Mike is right. The reason is because of that, but what's the ball? It could be. I thought you did Bdika and you're not over Bariwa. But it could be you'll find some Chomets, you'll find the Danish, and you won't want to destroy it. You'll say, oh, wow, that's a nice Danish. The minute you say that, now you're interested in having the Chomets in your Rishus, you are now going to be over Bariwa Bariwa. And now bitter will help.
Oh.
Because once you've rebutted it, yeah, but it's like, offer. It's not mine, so we have to know how bitter works exactly. Yeah, that's the run. The run is like Hefka. But other people say it's considered like offer. It's not considered to me as food. So Mela, the run says it's like you're saying. It makes it not in my rishus. So Mela, even our brother would say, wow, that's such a nice piece of Danish. I'd love to have it in my rishus. But once you've been rebutted it, you've been rebutted, you're not even rebutted with anybody else. It won't help, yeah, it won't help. Right. So Mela, well, we'll see when we get to that vault from Yen Zishen, it's almost like a third.
Because if you really want it, what is the thing about it?
At the time you really meant it. At the time you didn't know you had that Danish. How do you know? Yeah, so we'll see in the Oman base, Rashi speaks that point out. So Mamela says, Tosis, what's Tosis' question? So anyway you have to do Bittul. Because it says, Abedah Sar Shevatul, anyway you have to do Bittul. And since you anyway have to do Bittul, so our Mishnah cannot be talking about a case that you're going to be over, Bari Rabbani Matze. Our Mishnah is saying, Habedek, Oedai Baas of Boiti and Sachamitz. Now why do you do Bdika? Not to be over Bani Raya? No. Because you're anyway going to do Bittul at the end. And Bittul gets out of Bani Raya Bani Mate. So why does the Chazal require us to do Bedikus Chomets? That's this discussion. Since anyway you're going to have to do Bittul, so why go through the whole big Tircha of checking for Chomets? You're anyway going to do Bittul. Bani Raya you won't be. Because you've done Bittul. So that's this discussion. Kosher Yikim the Tzorch Bittul, Kedama Gemara. Since you anyway need bitter, like the Gemara said, Abedik Soshivata. Midiraisa, the bitter Baal Mesagi. Aminatoya, bitter is sufficient. Amaitzicho, Chachamim, Bdike Klaal. Why the Chachamim say you need to Bdike Bechlaal? Such a lot of work for nothing. Venerui, he says, Taises, the Afag, Abdisagi, the bitter Baal Ma. Even though you write it's sufficient to do just a little bitter, marry a bitter is good enough. Echmiro, Chachamim, Livdoi, Chomets. The Chachamim were machmir to do bdikas chomet or levaroi shelo yavoi laochloi, so you shouldn't come to eat it. V'chei mashal kamon, and that is what's apparent also later on. The Bar Yava. So what's the reason why you do bdikas chomet? Here's the new story. What's the place to say? Why do you do bdikas chomet? So you shouldn't come to eat it. And then he brings the raya from the Gemara later on. Now, sure, you're going to tell us what this Gemara is. Kiko b'shmei koyo. Remember, there was a loaf of bread and a beam, and there was a shayla where you have to do b'dikas chametz. And the Gemara said, "What's the shayla? Maybe he'll fall down and he'll come to eat it." And we had our shayla at Harpies on around the basement. So we have a kiko b'shmei koyo. Do you have to do b'dikas chametz? We learned it just before Pesach. So do you have to do b'dikas chametz? So the Gemara said, what's the shayla? The shayla, because maybe it's going to fall down. So what do we see? The whole point of Bdikas Chomets is that because maybe you'll come to eat it. Right? That's the whole shayla. Because maybe you'll come to eat it. Even though you can see it up there, the shayla is maybe you're going to come to eat it. What duff was that? You're on the bay. See, I'm sure. Everyone's on the buzzer here. Right. V'chein Masha Kamon Devoi Rova Kika B'Shmei Koyo. Now the Gemara says, do you have to bedika? On one hand, you're not going to get there. Sometimes you will come to eat it. So, that's the reason why we do bedikas chametz, and that's something which we have to remember. Rashi says, why do you do bedikas chametz? So we shouldn't be able to bari rabbi nasi. Tosis says, can't be, anyway going to do bittul. So why do we chazal say we have to do bedikas chametz? So you shouldn't come to eat it. Now, the end of the text is, why are we so worried you're going to come to eat it? Why are we so worried that you're going to come to eat it more than any other Israel? There's nothing you have to get rid of. If you've got a boss of cholam in your house, you don't need to destroy it. And shum, the chomets mutter kol hashana. Chomets you can eat the whole year. V'loy neser in Pesach. It's only also in Pesach. V'loy bedilim in there. And therefore, people won't keep away from it. Kedomar, come on. Like we're going to see on Daf Yud Aleph. When do we have on Daf Yud Aleph about bedilim in there and not bedilim in there? The machlek is Rava and about whether they could make. Remember, you have chodosh. Whether it was right or wrong to have chodosh already on the stands. As soon as it finished bringing the korban, they already knew chodosh all on the, in the shuk. That means they were working with the chodosh beforehand. They're working with the chodesh beforehand, and the shayla was the shayla because Rabbi Yehuda said you don't do b'dikas chometz after Zman Issa. Why don't you do b'dikas chometz after Zman Issa? Why should you not do b'dikas chometz after Zman Issa? Because you might come to eat it. And Rabbi wasn't. And Rabbi explained that the other chom weren't worried about it because people keep away from. The reason why Rabbi was concerned by it is because you don't keep away from chometz. Right? So therefore they did him in it. So and the ones who agreed, who said you could do because Khamat after Zman Issa, was because since you're going out your way to burn it, we're not worried you'll come to eat it. But the idea is that we do see from Rebula that since people are not Badili Minay, we've got much more of a concern if first one comes to eat it. So says the Gemara, says Tasis. If it ain't Sarak Pesach, because it's not Badili. If people don't keep away from it, it's not going to come on. If people don't keep away from it, their Issa is permanent. The reason why we're not machmir for a nazir, even though nazir was mutter with wine, and now is mutter with wine, it's also right, it's temporary. So why don't say that nazir has to clear his house out from wine? Because it's Shoy Lachini, since the wine is mutter, it's not right to tell him he has to destroy his wine, because the etzim, it's a waste of money. Here, this chomet is not awesome. I mean, this chomet you can't eat, right? You can't eat it, so you can still sell it. Sell it before Pesach.
No, I'm talking about the Nazir. Like, it's the noise for a night.
Right, and therefore, they didn't require you to get rid of it. Inami, Shani Chomet, Shechmir by Torah, Lava by Yerba, Yimot says, since the Torah was so machmir by Chomet, the Yerba even on Bali Roh, but Yimot say, Shechmir, Chachomim, Livdoi, Olivari. Chachom will machai you to go and check for it and destroy it, Afila Echad a Bitloi, even if you did Bitloi. Mishum Dilma Osi, the Mechle, because you might come to eat it. So the Torah told us two reasons why Chazal was so machmir by the Dikas Chomet. The reason why we do B'dikas Chomet is they shouldn't come to eat it. Now, why were they so worried they're going to come to eat it? One reason is because you see, because it's Eloi B'dinim in it. There's a good chance they'll eat from it. And the other reason is because you see how much the Torah was concerned about Chomet. The Torah said, Yehoi B'bari Ram B'ari Matzeh, which isn't my other Yisroim. So therefore, it gives us a glimpse of the severity of the Issa, and therefore Chazal says, we're worried that you're going to come to eat it. And we're requiring you to get rid of it.
Little
crumbs we saw Purim Botnim, we made a Botnim. That we saw on the base. That crumb that it could be a funny Danish pretzels. Could be you'll find a Danish or pretzels or something like that. And you'll come to eat it.
And that's more exact.
Yeah? Okay, that's half our tasis. Next half of tasis. Venera and Rajgo. Tafilo Pitam Akhari. Even according to the second reason. What was the second reason we just said? That the Torah shows us how to be. The Isra Chomet is. Even according to that reason, Tzorach lo imam, Zechmir chachomim b'chol chomim. Now you might have thought, if the reason is only because the Torah showed how severe it is, then it's only relevant for chometz which is chometz deraisa. For chometz rabbanon, may there no minyan have to be bedikas chometz. If the reason is kaloi bodol minay, the first reason, so even chometz rabbanon may bodol minay. If the reason is because it's so severe and you're over by the so maybe by chometz noiksha, something to chometz rabbanon, you don't need to do bedikas chometz for. So the Rashi you do, he brings a rai. I've got the lekker by the rai. So it's a chometz nechmir chachamim b'chol chometz. I feel b'chometz noiksha. Even by chometz noiksha is something which we did not learn, and we won't be learning. It's a chometz, not in this mezgeret. Chometz noiksha is chometz that has gone somewhat bad already, hardened, and it's therefore only chometz melech midrabon. Right? It's like plastilina or something like that. Plasticine, which they make from dough, play-dough. So that is already not so edible, right? They're putting them in their bomb.
Isn't it something that crosses a certain extension that crosses in the middle?
Right. Like play-dough, yes.
So that's not so. That
has to
be very edible.
Yeah, if it is very edible, so the first thing is the play-dough that our kids get is not edible.
Yeah.
Not edible. So it says here that you're not even bad here, but you want to. But you still have to do because comments on it. Or comments on these areas, if you understand. Or comments have been mixed with other food. Which also you're not even bad here because you don't have a good diet there in the food, but you mix with other food. You also have to do because comments for it. I've got the lekker bad here, but you want to. Even though there's no Isra Bariyah according to Rabbi Natan, Kareesh Eid
Aribim. What's
that? You have chametz, you know, like you can have chicken, soup, powder, right? Merak off, it's got chametz inside it. If you put it in your chicken soup, so now you have chametz in your soup. But it's not, it's terrace, it's not a tiny bit of it. You don't have like a zayis of chametz in. You have a little bit of powder, which will be mixed with the rest of the thing. So, it might not be bottled. It might not be bottled decision, but you don't have here one kazais of vomit altogether. So you're not even about your own body muscle.
Even if it is bottled shishi, but it's not, is it never bottled? Because even the
mashup
of
vomit is... No, if it's bottled shishi, before yom tov, then it's bottled. That is not chizan here. But it's a talk about a case where it's not a bottle. So go ahead, Rabbi Natan says, in that case, you're not over by your body matzah. You're only over by your body matzah if you have a kizayis of chometz. Here you don't. You have particles of chometz, so no kizayis. So he says, not over by your body. But, says Tosis, one second, I'll take your question at the end. Says Tosis, you still have to do bedikas chometz. Why? Why are you saying, of course? Because the only reason why we do bedikas chometz is because the Torah was so machmir, they overbody right for it, but I'm not overbody right for it, so I don't wind up to bedikas chometz. But Chazal, why were they so worried that you have to do bedikas chometz? They didn't say you have to do the bedikas spots of a cholo, because then you come to eat it. They weren't concerned about it. It's only here because the Torah said that you're going to be over by the Roy, so therefore we're so severe, therefore we also say you have to do the biggest comments for it. So in this case here, it's a time of comments, and not over by the Roy, by the Monty.
So even if it comes easy, even though it's not in this one because it's smaller now, but even like that, that's
your... Now, dear friend, you're not listening to the beginning of my sentence. Let's try one more time. And then I'll say again if it doesn't work. So, Tosfos says, why are Chazal require us to do bedikas chometz and worried you'll come to eat it? We don't find it by other Yisurim. If you have Ola in your house, we're not requiring you to start getting rid of the Ola.
Right.
You do have to, but not straight away. Nothing wrong having it in that. Why? Because you know you won't come to eat it. Well, but why bedikas chometz not?
So, Tosfos.
Oh, that's the first thing. So if it's the first teretz, then who are in the soup mix, of course you have to do bedikas chometz for, because you eat it all year. But basically the second teretz.
Right.
The second teretz was, because it's a type of food that you're over by your eye for. And since you see how the teretz said, this food you're not even allowed to be seen in your house, then even if you do bitter, and you won't be over by your eye, but Chazal will require you to get rid of it. The teretz treats this food with such a severity more than any other Isra in the Torah. Get rid of this food. So then pixels, I'm not going to be open by the Rabban Rotev, but the Torah didn't get rid of the food. So therefore, we, Chabal is saying, we are so more concerned you're going to come to eat it, because you see how the Torah treats its food with such astringent eyes. View. So free tasters, according to that, if you have a mixture of comments, so you will no longer be open by the Rabban Rotev, so the Torah didn't say on this food you have to get rid of it from the house, so maybe you don't eat it as a vegan comment.
How can I be?
He doesn't understand English. Okay, so it's not Yeshua. It's not Yeshua that asked the question, but it's okay. It's Yossi's, but I'll say it again then. Yossi, so he's got a kasha. Why did Chazal, because why were Chazal concerned you're going to eat it more than any other Islam?
Several of those answers.
What?
I said beforehand because it's commonly found
throughout the year. Michael's test, very good. Then he said another test. And he says another terrace. You know me. He says different terrace.
The
but such food, there's no value.
If you take away the
bottom
of
then it's like anything else.
Right.
Such food, there's no value of animosity. Say this, he's saying, even according to the second terrace that I'm telling you, you would still have to do Bidika. Not because of Michael's first terrace. Even according to the second test, about Bani Rai, even there's no Bani Rai, Bani Rai say, because it's no Rai, there's no Yisha, they still have to do with Yisha. Why? Taha Omer. It says clearly, Yisra'i, Yisra'i. Now, Yisra'i is sourdough.
Yeast.
Yeast is not properly edible. That is Chomet Yisha. And yet, it says clearly you have to burn it. So why do you have to burn it? Just do bitter. And am I seeing Chazal and Machayim, even because of Chomes Nekshi, you have to do it. Look across. They command all my name, Yotham. And then the Shitta there says, Koshkin Chomes Gamal Edith Arabis. There's certainly Chomes, proper Chomes that's been mixed together with other food. You certainly have to burn it. Mashma, to Osana Shaysa. You see clearly it's forbidden for to keep it in your house. D Mutal is Shaysa, because if you're allowed to keep it in your house, Amai is Daif, why burn it? Bima Bartalit, and Yisha Isa Adaka Pesach, and keep it till after Pesach, Vim Mutal, and then you can eat it. I, there's an opinion who says, Chomet after Pesach, you're not allowed to eat. If you understand Chomet after Pesach, you're not allowed to eat, that's in your Chomet, you're over by your iPhone. Now, if Yehuda would agree that he would be allowed to eat it, the Lord also if Yehuda chomet achar Pesach, if Yehuda only forbade which chomet did he forbid to eat after Pesach, only chomet gomel, the kibbul kray, he's only by proper chomet, not by chomet neiksha, because he learns in three psukim. One tells me in the Teich Zmanu that you're not allowed to have chomet on Pesach. One tells me in the Pnei Zmanu you're not allowed to have chomet on Pesach from Chatzos. And one tells me, that if you had chomet on Pesach, you're not allowed to keep it after Pesach either. But that's only talking about proper chomet. Aben noiksha, telekia rachatka, chomet noiksha, which is only one pasuk, moida afinu, rebuza moida, rebuza bimaskim. There's such chomet, which are not even value of Bani Matzi for, you would you'd be able to keep. And yet the Mishnah says you have to burn it. So you see that chomet noiksha you have to burn, even though you're not even by the Rabban Motzei. That's the type of chomet that the Torah spoke about. The type of chomet that the Torah spoke about. There's obviously a love to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it, but there's a type of chomet that the Torah spoke about. Torah spoke about chomet. Chomet is very chomet. You're even by the Rabban Motzei. So I mean all types of chomet. Chomets Noiksha, Chomets of Torevis, you have to do Bidikas Chomets for. So let's do a quick stick on what we saw in Rashi and Tosis. What's the reason why the Mishnah is saying you have to do Bidikas Chomets? Why is the Mishnah saying, Oilai Bahasa, both against the Chomets of Torevis, Chazal telling us to do Bidikas Chomets? Why? Reb Yaakov, why is it we doing Bidikas Chomets? Says Rashi. Will not be over by Yahweh Ben Rotzeh. Rashi told me you did not do bittul here. The reason why we're doing B'dikas Chomets is not to be over by Yahweh Ben Rotzeh. And Tosfos, anyone can help out why Tosfos say B'dikas Chomets? She shouldn't come to eat it. Can't be because of Yahweh Ben Rotzeh, because Tosfos said you anyway do bittul. So it can't become mitzvah. It must become mitzvah because the Christian comes to eat it. Why are we so chomer by it? And why are you going to come to eat this more than any other Easter in the Torah?
Because you use it throughout the year.
Because you use it throughout the year. First has places, second has places. So see how chomer the Torah treats it. Therefore, the Chazal came down a ton of bricks on this type of food. Yeah.
It's because we're supposed to rinse the oregano that's not edible, that's why we extend it to any kind of comments no matter what form it's.
Right.
Okay.
Really?
Should we modify the first answer given by those by saying we don't have a requirement that says a tree is itself? Anything not kosher that's edible, you know, or you can't tell me, you don't see about that as a burden.
Right. Because from now on it's always awesome. From now on, it'll always be awesome. So, such a thing. We know that a person is bothering me. But something which is going to be mutz again afterwards, you're not bothering me. Well, chametz. Because chametz only on Pesach is awesome. After Pesach would be mutz. Only because you didn't do the machazal machayv of a particular chametz. But if you didn't have to do a particular chametz, so minatoya, you did bitul, and you can eat the chametz after Pesach. So Chazal de Abonim were made exeya not because you were concerned that maybe you didn't do a good bitul. You didn't really mean it.
Suppose an animal gets shafted. Kosher animal is not like the difference between like pork and meat. And there's a trait that was completely under that, would otherwise be perfectly fine. Where there's no concern that this person's going that somehow that beast might get out there and
no
one can keep
it. Yeah. Something not kosher, you don't know. Yeah. Okay, that was the model of running it up.
Like any other.
Yeah, but you keep away from it, that's it, Trapez. Yeah.
I'm not really honest, it's too powder, which is in a minority, it's a tarot. But the point is, even if you eat it,
So, of course, you'll be able if you eat it. And therefore, according to the first test of taste, it's possible why you must get rid of it. But the second test of taste says that you won't be over by your own body motze. For that, you're not over by your body motze. The reason why Chazal said you have to do B'dikas Chometz more than any other Eastern Torah is because by Chometz, the Torah said, such Chometz is so chomo, you're over by your body motze for. Right?
So if you leave it after
Pesach,
it's all right.
This is
the
soup
powder which is in the
Talmud. Yeah, it's not right because Chazal made it. But I mean, I tell you, wouldn't be over by the other month, and you could eat it after Pesach.
But the man stayed together.
Yeah. You have to sell it.
But that's kind of the Rabbanan name now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, even if there's a small amount of chomet in something and it wasn't stolen, it belonged to you, it's got the same percentage or the same.
If it wasn't bottled. Okay. Yeah, if it wasn't bottled. Okay. Sometimes it might be bottled me.
And then if it's bottled with sugar, then there is.
Yeah. Rach belach, bitter. Yeah.
So it can be bottled with shishi?
It can be bottled with shishi. If it's lach, yeah. Okay. Hell, the Torah is Mir Hashem, Kampesa, all the Shabbos we have. It's all fair about it. It depends if it's lach or yomesh, depends where the mixture.
Yeah, why do we bother with pot? I mean, if you have one of the bris that's in a pot, and then once you cook with that pot, you know, whatever, it's not, it's, that certainly is. It's not.
The Gemara says that food inside a pot is generally not 60 times the width, the volume of the actual metal of the pot. You can measure it. And since you always have to be concerned that the entire metal of the pot is filled with chametz, so you're right, Shishim, against it. Top, this is going off our topic. Listen, we've got a pace. We have a pace there. So if it's again, it's what we just done. If it's a shine, they'll put it. Oh, very good, yeah.
Not the first,
No. So, Rashi's saying the reason of our Mishnah is so that you should not be over by the Rabbani Matzah. Tosis is saying you did bitul already, so you're not going to be over by your body matzah. But so why did he say you should do bitikus chametz? Because you might come to eat it. Why were they concerned that you'll come to eat it? Because the Torah said on chametz there's an issur by your body matzah. But the reason why you're doing bitikus chametz is you shouldn't come to eat it. Yeah, I'm saying it's different to Rashi. Yeah, nachon. Right. Okay. So now we're going to skip. So now those of you that have the run should learn the run. Those of you that don't have the run should bring the run tomorrow. I'll try and send it by email. But those of you that, but anyway, what we're doing is we're skipping that. You can learn the run, but we're on the page we're skipping that to the Dalet Amid Aleph, which is Vahashto Dekayim. Okay, so the Dalet Amid Aleph, I'm going to leave you here. It's about 15 lines down. Vashem Tekayim along, right? Vashem Tekayim along, this is discussing about when to do the B'dikas Chometz. Do the B'dikas Chometz at night, in the morning, time of B'dikas Chometz. That's the question of the Gemara. Vashem Tekayim along, which according to the page here, you have to learn down till line 27, which is Boimine. It's about 10 lines or so of Gemara. Yeah. Okay, so please spend some time here, Chazor. I'm going to disappear. And the Mietzim tomorrow, I'll be here. Those that want to learn with me, feel free to learn with me. Those that want to do on their own.